Keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
What a great song. My God. All right, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Halloween 2024. Boys and girls, I know you're excited. Be excited. It's a great day.
Very easy to be true.
Now, unfortunately, no parade this year.
Myself alone when each day.
Because this was parade day.
I know.
16 years ago.
It sure was.
What also happened that night, James?
What happened?
In Philadelphia sports.
So I went to a Halloween party that night. We went to the parade and then napped and then went to a party. And I don't remember.
Rhea, Philadelphia sports that same day, what happened? I mean, it's not a massive thing, but it was.
Flyers?
No, it was the debut of somebody.
16 years
ago.
It's not a huge thing, but it was notable because he was one of their biggest free agent acquisitions ever. Elton Brand, Sixers debut.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And then like five games in, he was injured and he was like, you know, that was it.
That's why I kind of didn't remember it.
Diminishing returns.
I love how Nick Nurse threw his name in there too. Oh, you got to talk to Daryl, Dave, Elton.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, Elton's going to give us answers.
It's really, it is a shame for Nick Nurse that they're leaving him just twisting there. All right, for more on the whole sports scene, whether it's the Phils and the Dodgers and the Sixers and the Eagles and Sirianni, we welcome in our guy, Ben Davis. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
Rest of the day and all of it on Halloween to you,
Joe,
as well.
I got to tell you, that's a great mask.
Listen. Listen, one-liner.
Wow.
So here, let me just say this back. Now that we know Ben has, now that we know Ben has a line.
Wow.
Do you have a second line, tough guy? Is that it? Are you one and done? Are you
I don't think I need another one.
You might be like Richie, 1 minute and done.
That's a.
It's like Costanza. You can just drop the mic and walk out. You're set.
You can just go home now,
you
Ben.
You did not have to go there.
Ben did his job. Ben did his job, ladies and gentlemen. He took a shot. It nailed. Battleship sunk.
I had to. I'm sorry.
I get it. All right, so Ben, all these topics.
Yes.
You've been listening and driving in. What's top of mind for you? You know, in the sports scene, because there's a lot of different things intersecting right now. What hits you the most right now, late October?
The Phillies are just as good as anybody else.
I'm glad you say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true, but I know they're near.
It is true.
They're near just as good
as
anyone else.
It is true. It is true. But they just, as Dombrowski said, they just didn't play well when they needed to.
Does the Dodgers winning give you additional hope for the Phillies next year? Last year,
100%.
Right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Good.
It definitely
why not,
does.
Rhea?
This is very Pollyanna here,
it's
feels like.
I don't think so, James. Rhea, why?
Well, number one, you know I didn't want Rob Thompson back.
I do know
okay?
that. Yes.
So I'm watching that game last night. That was game five, right? If the Yankees win that game, and at one point they were up 5-0.
Sure were.
There's potentially two more games, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. The Dodgers used 8 pitchers in the game.
Yeah.
Okay? But good news for everybody, Wheeler and Sanchez are still incredibly rested
that
for next season.
That made Rob Thompson look bad, that it literally ended
it
with
closed
Walker.
It with Walker Buehler.
I know.
Yes! Closed it out.
I agree.
Like, whatever, yes, managed to freaking win.
Thank you.
I get it, guys.
Thank
I don't
you.
Disagree with you on that.
And
but
also,
I, but
like,
I, but
we've
I think
seen
Ben's
this Phillies. But no, we've seen this Phillies team have the same fatal flaw years in a row.
In the
like,
World
what's
Series.
What's going to make that fatal
well,
flaw
let,
change? You know what the Dodgers did that the Phillies didn't? They took a bunch of pitches, and they had approaches when they went up to the plate.
Ding, ding, ding.
So what makes me think that this Phillies group, where their whole thing is like, oh, we're going to hit to all fields, really?
Here's
the 31-year-old Nick Castor, 32-year-old Nick Castellanos going to be like, oh, now I'm going to spray it all over the field? Like,
James,
it ain't going to happen.
Here's my question, because I don't know the answer. I'm just going to ask it. Maybe you know it, maybe you don't. What was the Dodgers' fatal flaw in the playoffs the last 3 years?
Well, the Dodgers just lost. Like, the Dodgers didn't have. But here's the other thing too. No, but here's
John,
the other thing.
That's
no,
such
I'll
a
tell you. I'll tell you what the Dodgers.
The Dodgers just lost.
Well, they didn't have one reason. The point is, the Dodgers lost for different reasons each year.
You probably didn't pay attention as much.
No,
as...
I watch a series, but the point is, what the Dodgers did this year that the Phillies didn't is they went out and added like 8 guys
Edmund,
at the deadline,
yeah.
Like Tommy Edman and all these, and they added real baseball players. They didn't add like, oh, let's bring Weston Wilson up.
But maybe the Phillies. But hold on, James. Maybe the Phillies will actually approach each other.
Sure, that'd be awesome. Awesome. Until
the
they
do
it, I'm not going to believe they're going to do
Look,
it.
Like, I'll say this.
Austin Hayes.
Okay, here's where I'm at, guys. The Dodgers win. I already had hope for the Phillies next year. The Dodgers winning gives me more hope. If you don't know the backstory, 3 years ago they lost in the league championship series. 2 years ago they lost in the division series. Last year they lost in the division series and got swept. Absolutely. I look at that and see them win the World Series
last night.
But
they're a more talented team than the Phillies.
But the Phillies, and this was Ben's point.
I wouldn't necessarily
The Phillies are
say
very
that.
Talented.
Yeah.
If
are we serious here?
Wow.
They got Shohei, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts at the top of the
year. Nothing.
They're all Hall of Famers.
He did nothing.
Three Hall of Famers
but James,
at the top
the Dodgers
of their lineup.
Won Betts 98 games. The Phillies won, what, 95?
But the Dodgers were consistent throughout the course of the season. We've talked about this so many times. The Phillies started 40 games over 500.
I understand.
And then we're an average team for 4 months.
Yeah, like, John, he's wound up. He's wound.
Because I care about this team.
Too.
And I think that it's weak to just be like, let's bring it back. And they'll figure it'll be different. That's your strategy.
That's not my
maybe
strategy.
Maybe it'll be different
we're
because you got good players. And this year they'll actually hit.
5-1 versus the Dodgers.
Yeah. We were 5-1.
And was Mookie Betts playing in some of those games?
I have no idea.
He was out with the wrist injury. Who cares about how they went in the regular season?
Let's get a lot of calls in here, whether it's the Phil's Dodgers thing, the Eagles. Sirianni, are you in? Not Sirianni, are you in? Listener, are you in on Sirianni? Because I know as recently as 2 weeks ago, like, everybody was out. So where do you stand now? Plus the Sixers. We're going to get to more of that Nick Nurse ridiculous audio. Let's get to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
Anthony, I went to you just so Seltzer could catch his breath. I was afraid there for a moment.
I can keep going if you need it.
No, believe me, I was well aware he could keep going. Anthony, I went to you so he wouldn't keep going.
That's better.
Seltzer was pretty animated, man.
Yeah, he gets that way. He gets that. He reminds me of Bugs Bunny sometimes. He gets animated.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. Well,
very simple joke there. That's good.
All right, Anthony, talk to us, buddy.
Hey, I'm into a Nick Sirianni, man. I got some numbers here, man. Since he's been a head coach in 2021, the Eagles are first in rushing touchdowns, first fourth down offense. It's a bunch of things we are.
Yeah, a lot of that is hurts, though.
The tush push.
Yeah, that's
is why.
And look, they've been a good running team, but let's not discount Hurts with the best quarterback sneak thing ever is a major part of that. I mean, it's a little misleading. But it's true.
Right, okay.
But it,
fifth and first downs, fifth and points per game, points per drive, total offense, winning percentage, yards per carry, yards attempt.
Okay.
Like, give this man his credit, man. Like, since he's been here, I know a lot of things off the on the sidelines, off we don't like what he does, his antics or whatever. But since he's been here, man, Nick Sirianni has the numbers. The cachet, of course, you wish me to win in the Super Bowl. He's a good coach, man, and we're going and rolling in the right direction this year.
Anthony, it's an interesting perspective. Give me an answer here. What's a strange tradition?
Candy corn.
Okay.
Only do eat it one time a year, pretty much.
I guess that's a fair thing.
It's awful.
So, John, assess this for me. The last caller's pro Sirianni thing. So how do you assess, and I don't think this is the easiest thing to figure out. I'm curious where you come down. That guy saying Nick Sirianni's really good, but then we also know he has had a really good or great roster at a lot of twists and turns in these 4 years. Not so much 2021, but since then, I mean, he has always had a good offensive line or great.
And we know that Stoutland had a lot to do with the planning process for the running attack.
So what do you make of it? The Howie role in giving Nick. Look, it's easier for a chef to make the customer happy if he's cooking a steak instead of candy corn. So how do you assess that when assessing Nick?
It's kind of like they spread the workout a lot more evenly across the coaching staff than a lot of teams do. And I think sort of in the same breath, the offense spreads the work out amongst the players more than a lot of teams do, too. You know, it's not just the quarterback dropping back. It's all on you. Find the throw. Find the progression. 1, 2, 3, 4 every play. It's the running game will enhance and support and develop the passing play action, and then that grows the passing game from there. I think there's a lot of, I don't know, interesting thematic similarities that we're talking about.